Thank you. Very big festival in Jagannathpuri. Lakhs and lakhs devotees are dancing and singing Jai Jagannath, Jai Subhadra, Jai Baladev. So, we should do something for this. Oh, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra for 2 minutes and then we will begin.
Jaya Jagannath.
जय जगन्नाथ देव की
जय,
प्रभु बलदेव की
जय,
सुभद्रा देवी की
जय,
रथ यात्रा महोत्सव की
जय,
गुंडिचा मंदिर मार्जन की
जय,
जगन्नाथ पुरी की
जय,
सचिनंदन गौर हरि की
जय,
पतित पावन नित्यानंद प्रभु की
जय,
गौ प्रेमा। ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्य गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय। Once, when Krishna was in Dwarka, he was sitting in the council of Yadavas. Baldev was also there. Ugrasen Maharaj was leading there because he was king. And Uddhav, Akru, all the Yadavas were there. In the meantime, all were glorifying Krishna. But Krishna was somewhat upset. Buddha was sitting by the side of Krishna. He asked that, why you are upset? It seems that your mind is not here. He told that, indeed you are telling like so. I am upset and my mind is not here. You know that naham tisthami vaikunthe yogi naam hrdaya na cha yad mat bhakta gayanti tap tisthami narasam. Krishna has told that Naras, I am not in Vaikuntha. I am not in any devotee's heart. Where the devotees are singing heartily in melodious tone and quite absorbed with tears and melting hearts, at once I used to go there. Today I am thinking that some sounds are coming, very melodious and heart melting from the quarter of Rukmini. Perhaps there is going something, someone is talking about me, so I cannot live here. The matter was that all the queens, Rukmini, Saptabhama, Jamuvanti and Kalindi, all were there. They were assembled in the courtyard of Rukmini Devi. All the queens were telling to Rohima, Baldev, mother of Baldev, that mother, we are here more than 16,108, very beautiful
queens. In whole world we are qualified. Among them, Rukmini, Yamvanti, Satyabhama, Rohini, Kalindi, Bhadra,
Mitrabinda,
Nagnajita, and all are prominent aids. We are so qualified, we are so beautiful, more than any of world woman. But Krishna is not controlling us. Sometimes sleeping with me in one cot here, and he whips bitterly, and he tells like, "Oh Radhe, oh Radhe, I cannot live without you. Be merciful to me. Oh Lalite, oh Vishakha, where you are. Whole night waiting, and thus his pillow and weight is wetted with his tears." Sometimes he takes my hand in his hand and tells as if he is mad, "Oh Radhe, why you have done man to me? Why you are angry to me?" So whole night passes and waits. Sometimes he thirsts so much, melted heart, that he calls, "Mother, mother, mother, Yashodi, where you are? Give me bread and butter, bread and butter. My cows are hungry. I must go at once to cowherd. The boys are calling me. Dham, Siddham, Sudham, Vasudham, So Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun, all are calling. They are waiting for me on the door. And all the cows are hemming. What?
Mowing.
Very loudly. They don't give milk to their children, their calves. All are hankering for me, so I must go at once. They don't think that I am in Dwarka with my beloved Rukmini queen or Satyabhama. He always remains for bread. Why? What is there in Braja? They have no wealth as we have here. Gopis have no ornaments like us. They are not beautiful than us. Why Krishna has given his heart to gopis? They are living in forests. They can decorate themselves only with flowers, not with golden and jewels. There Krishna used to go to cowherds, and here he is like a king. But why he remains always like that? We want to know this. Do they know some magic? Jadu magic. Are they know any mantra? Bhaktikarna mantra. Bhaktikarna mantra?
Controlling.
They know anything. Surely they know something. That is why Krishna is always remembering and always waiting for them. Why? Then Roni Devi, she remembered all the past times of Krishna. From boyhood to when he was at 12 or more, is all gradually past times of Krishna he was remembering. In the meantime, the mother of Kans, she was too old of 100 years, more than that. She was like a bending like this, always head like this, always walking on a stick. She came and told that, oh, very dangerous thing. Why you are talking for gopis and gopis? They were very cruel. Very cruel, very cruel. Even Yashoda, he could not brought up and nurse Krishna and Baldev. Krishna and Baldev are the son of Devaki. But anyhow, by the fear of Kansi, they were sent to Gokul. But he never gave a drop of milk to Krishna and Baldev. Sometimes they used to keep in Navarat's house, Gopi. And then they used to complain to Yashoda, and Yashoda at once used to wind them in grindles, sometimes their hands here, and sometimes chastising. How it is this? He never gave a shoe or chapel, even.
Sandal.
Because in forest there are so many thorns. Cows used to go here and there in thorns. And the pieces of the stones like very strong. But Yashoda was so cruel, and Nanda Baba was also so cruel, that he never gave Krishna supplied any shoe or any
umbrella.
So hot in India, in Brazil. And he never gave. So don't tell their histories. I know them. They never paid anything. Whole day from morning to evening, he used to graze cows here and there without any pay, without shoes and umbrella. And he never gave his butter, so much butter there, but he never used to give. Like a servant, anyone can give something, but never he gave. Always repeating. Once he tired Krishna, and Krishna was weeping bitterly, but that lady has no mercy at all. She has 2 kales.
Stick
and wanted to
beat him.
Make Krishna. And Krishna, mother, don't
beat me.
I will never do. He had never done, but he still can. So, here I am telling you that my husband, Ugrasen, is so merciful. I think Krishna was 12 years there. No? And he had taken the milk of Yashoda. No? And they had taken some, after them, when they became of 5 years to 12 years, they had taken bread and butter something. So we should count that what was that they have expense for Krishna for 12 years. And we should also count that how many days, how many years Krishna has grazed there. So this is paid
for
grazing to Krishna and Baldev. There will be some amount of rupees. And also Krishna took their
meal.
They gave some
cloth.
So we will count everything and we will call Gargacharya. He is so
expert in account
and also astrologer. He knows everything. So when he will count, make a statement, what was the salary of Krishna and Baldev for grazing and what had they expended for Krishna and Baldev. Following we will not say, because he is the party of Yashoda and Nanda and Gopis. We will never pay for Rohini. Only we can pay for Krishna and Baldev. So, there should be a report for this. And when it will be
balanced,
if anything comes, we will pay double. Because we know that the salary of Krishna and Baldev is more and much more. Then he has taken something. Because he has gone to another neighbor house and there he has stolen and taken. At that day we will not count. So she was telling like this. Rohini became so angry too. My husband is so
broad-minded
and generous and very merciful. So if anything comes in balance towards Yashoda and Nanda, we can pay double. And if our balance is more for grazing the cows for Krishna and Baldev, then we will give up. Very generously, piteously we can give up that. No, we don't want. So, we are calling to Gargacharya. Then Mother Rohini became so angry. I know who are you. Who was she? Wife of Ugrasen. But Kani was not son of Ugrasen. Once this Padma in young age was playing with her sakis on the bank of Yamuna. At the same time it was evening and in the same time Dhrumil came. Dhrumil a demon. And he took her and Kansa was there in his home. So I know that you are not chaste lady and that is why you are not knowing the
glory of
love and affection of Prajabhas. And that is what telling so. So he becomes so furious. He stopped Padma and began to tell how Brajavasi love Krishna like their eyes.
People of eyes.
They cannot be without Krishna. Yashodavan, first day when he was going to graze cows, being a little baby, Rani Maya is telling this past time that when Krishna and Baldev are on their first day were telling again and again, Mother, we want to go to cowherd because we are goats. Let us give order. But they were not giving order. At least when they began to weep, then Yashoda Maiya told that with cups you should go very nearer to this field and this Vrindavan and again return back. But she brought very beautiful souls and umbrella that Krishna used to take and wear this sandal. Krishna told the mother, cows are our worshipable. We worship cows. They are like mother. If you want to give me then bring shoes for all the cows, lakhs and 9 lakhs of cows you should bring. It's 1 lakh and 4 lakhs, because they are at 4 feet. And the umbrella for all. And then giving them, and then I may take the shoes and umbrella. Otherwise I cannot. So I want to worship them. Not their master, but being a servant of cows. Because I am Gopa. What is the meaning of Gopa?
Cowherd.
Maintainer, supporter, and nurturer of cows. As a servant of cows. Yashoda could not give it. They have so much. Once Yashoda told, my boy, all the gopis are coming to me and complaining that you have gone to their houses and you have kept some butter from their homes. Mother, why you are telling me so? Main nahi maakhan khayo. Maya, Maya, main nahi maakhan khayo. भोर भयो गौवन के पाछे, भोर भयो गौवन के पाछे, मधुबन मोहि पठायो, मैया मैं नहीं माखन खाऊं। मदर, what you are telling that I have taken माखन? I have not stolen माखन, I have not eaten माखन. In very morning, you send me for cow herding in Madhuman, and I went there, and always being with cows here and there. And when it became
evening,
I'm coming with cows now, and after that I will sleep. Then I took makhan. It thinks that I am not your son, your own son. You have borrowed me from anywhere. Or I have taken birth anywhere and my mother left me. And anyhow you got me. That is why you think like so. So I want to go to Jamuna and to jump in Jamuna. Or I will go anywhere I like. I am not going to live with you now. I found Yashoda began to weep bitter and embraced Krishna. Oh my God, you have not taken makhan. I have not told like this. Then he began to tell Krishna, maine hi makhan khayo. Mother, no, I have taken makhan. And Yashoda is saying, no. You have not taken that. And then he began to?
Carouse.
What?
Carouse.
Carouse. And weeping. And bathing Krishna with her tears. And bathing from her breast, milk was coming spontaneously. And then Yashoda told that, I will never tell lies. In future, I will never tell lies. So, Rohi Maiya was telling. Once Krishna was going to carry to cowherd with Sakdam, Siddham, Madhumangal and all were there. Lakhs and lakhs cows. Some black, some golden, some
white.
It seems that it was looking like Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati were mixing and going. One is the heads and bodies of cows, white, black and reddish was seen. Miles and miles. Krishna was going, mother was also pursuing him, Nanda Baba was also pursuing him. Krishna is telling that it is my hope you should return now from here and go to your home. Nanda Baba too also he was telling, but they were not easily leaving Krishna. Anyhow, Krishna saw Lalita Vishakha and all other gopis, they are peering from the windows, some peering from groves, some peering from the doors here and there. Krishna was at once attracted. He saw towards Yashoda, Srimati Radhika. Bansi karan nipatitam. Bansi karan nipatitam. Khalitam sikhandam. Bhrastan chapi tavasanam brajarajasam. Jasya katak sargat mimurcha tasya tan radhika. Parichirami sadarasena. Krishna saw Srimati Radhika. And Yashoda, Srimati Radhika was doing action from her eyes. And Krishna was taking very lovely. Both eyes, two became
four
like this. Krishna began to tremble. Bansi came on earth from his hand. His pitamba came out of his body. And he was about to faint. But Madhumangam, he pushed Krishna and told that, oh, you are not seeing your father, Nanda Baba is here. What you are doing? So this is the love and affection show. And by this love and affection, Krishna is controlled there. Gopis have so much affection and love that they think we have not a little love and affection for Krishna. Dhanya samud matoya filhare nai. Oh, these deities are coming with their husbands. Their husbands and some black collars.
Krishna sa.
So they are called Krishna sa. And they are telling to their wife, you can see Krishna very easily. Don't fear, we are with you. But our husbands, all are opposite. If you see that we are talking with Krishna, we are saying to Krishna, they will come and control us. They will chastise us. So we want that we should die and become
dear.
So Roni Maya was telling so many past times of Krishna. And all were eagerly hearing. Krishna could not stay in the courtyard, there, council. And he came with Baladev on the door. But when he wanted to enter there in the council of gopis and Roni Maya, there was Subhadra Devi, sister of Krishna and Bambay. She blocked and told that you cannot come in there. Because Roni Maya has ordered that be on the door, any male person should not come here. Even Krishna and Baldev should not come here. If they are coming, you should stop on the gate. So she stopped the Krishna and Baldev. But sound was coming something. And Krishna very patiently was hearing. Baldev was hearing and Subhadra was hearing. Hearing and hearing, there Roni Maya melted. Her heart melted. And all the queens, they are very wondered. How this prince is there? And Krishna hearing and Baldev and Subhadra, they melted. Their hands melted up to here. Their feet melted. Their heart melted. In the meantime, Narada came. And Kollari find Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. Krishna and Baldev also and Subhadra. He told that, I want a benediction. What is benediction you want? In the meantime, their talking was stopped. Krishna became gradually in his own shape, Baldev and Subhadra also. And then they enter in the room with Narada, and there Narada told that I want some benediction. What benediction he wants? I want that what shape in melting, your hands were melted, your feet were melted, your everything was melted. I want to see forever in this world these three murtis, Vigraha. Krishna, yes. I will be always present in Nilachal Dham forever. So Krishna, Baldev and Subhadra are there forever, and Rath Yatra festival goes away. He sometimes being whole year in Dwarka, and he for 9 days he wants to go to Vrindavan. He cannot bear the separation of goats and goats. So he goes to Vrindavan, and this Gundicha Mandir is like Sundarachal or Vrindavan. To go here, there, and freely meet with Nanda Yashoda and all the gopis. Here, one day before our festival of Rath Yatra, that is, tomorrow is Rath Yatra, Mahotsav. So today is Gundicha Mandir. First, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not in Puri, then the king of Puri used to manage of everything. And they used to send their servants to clean the temple and to wash, and to whitewash. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, no servants go. We will